You're listening to Janine's Old Time Tunes on KPDO 89.3 FM, Pescadero on the South Coast. This show is dedicated to old-timey traditional American music, fiddles, banjos, dance tunes, and other old, interesting, and sometimes downright goofy music. So, I'm going to start us off with something really goofy. This is a song called Bill Morgan and His Gal by the New Lost City Ramblers.
A man named William Morgan took his girl to see a play, and on the journey homeward they stopped into a cafe. As soon as they got seated, Liza grabbed the bill of fare. She called the waiter and she ordered, everything was there. Bill says, I know you're hungry, girl, and I don't like to squeal, but who do you suppose is going to pay for such a meal? You may have known me pretty long, but you sure have got my initials wrong. My name is Morgan, but it ain't J.P. My name is Morgan, but it ain't J.P. You must think I own a railroad company. You may have known me pretty long, but you sure have got my initials wrong. My name is Morgan, but it ain't J.P. Bill Morgan married Liza, thinking he could change her ways. But what she did to William first, I'm most ashamed to say. Whenever she'd go shopping, she'd buy everything she'd see, and what she couldn't pay for, had it sent home COD. One day, six big delivery wagons backed up to Bill's door. They asked him to accept the goods while they went back for more. It didn't take Bill very long to grab his hat and coat. When Liza, she returned again, she found this little note. My name is Morgan, but it ain't J.P. There is no bank on Wall Street that belongs to me. You may have known me pretty long, but you sure have got my initials wrong. My name is Morgan, but it ain't J.P. My name is Morgan, but it ain't J.P. There is no Texas oil well that belongs to me. You may have known me pretty long, but you sure have got my initials wrong. My name is Morgan, but it ain't J.P. Thank you.
was Butch Baldessari and David Schnaufer playing a tune called Muddy Waters. Before that, I played two different versions of a tune called Dry and Dusty. The first one was by Benny Thomason, Texas Fiddler, and the second one by Dan Levinson. Both of them playing Dry and Dusty. I think it's just kind of interesting to hear how two different fiddlers interpret the same tune. You're listening to Janine's Old Time Tunes on KPDO 89.3 FM, Pescadero on the South Coast. And the show is dedicated to traditional old-timey American music, and it's on KPDO every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. So I'm going to move on to a nice waltz by Joe Panczarzewski called Barber's Waltz. Happens and you need help evacuating your large animals to safety, who do you call? The San Mateo Large Animal Evacuation Group is here to help. For information on services provided, how to get your animals prepared for an emergency, and how to get involved, go to their website, www.smclaeg.org. That stands for San Mateo County Large Animal Evacuation Group. Once again, that's www.smclaeg.org.
Thank you. was an old mouse that lived on the hill, huh? Was an old mouse that lived on the hill, huh? Was an old mouse that lived on the hill. He was rough and tough like a Buffalo Bill, huh? One day he said he was going for a ride, huh? One day he said he was going for a ride, huh? One day he said he was going for a ride with his sword and pistol by his side, huh? Well, he rode up to Mrs. Mouse's door, huh? Rode up to Mrs. Mouse's door, huh? Rode up to Mrs. Mouse's door, and he knocked and knocked till his fist got sore, huh? Well, I asked Mrs. Mousey, would you marry me, huh? I asked Mrs. Mousey, would you marry me, huh? I asked Mrs. Mouse, would you marry me? Oh, she said, just wait and see, huh? I said, I can't do that, huh-huh. Mrs. Mouse said, I can't do that. You have to ask my brother Rat, huh-huh. Brother Rat had gone to town, huh-huh. Brother Rat had gone to town, huh-huh. Brother Rat had gone to town to buy Mrs. Mouse her wedding gown, huh-huh. Wedding was set on the big old tree, huh-huh. Wedding was set on the big old tree, huh-huh. Wedding was set on the big old tree. They had cornbread, cabbage, and black-eyed peas, huh-huh. Piece of cornbread laying on the shelf, uh-huh. Was a piece of cornbread laying on the shelf, uh-huh. Was a piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. If you want it anymore, you gotta sing it yourself, uh-huh.
Alrighty, a couple of mousy tunes there for you. Warner Williams with Mouse on the Hill. And before that, John White playing a fiddle tune, Mouse in the Cupboard. You're listening to Janine's Old Time Tunes on KPDO 89.3 FM Pescador on the South Coast. I thought I'd give you my email address in case you have any requests, suggestions, or if you would like me to send you the playlist. I'm happy to do that. The email address is janine89.3@gmail.com. That's janeen89.3@gmail.com. I'm going to move on to a real old-time tune recorded in August 1929 by a group of brothers called the Stripling Brothers, and the tune is called Newborn Blues. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we heard from Bob Simmons with a tune called Lone Star Rag. Kate Brett before that on banjo with a tune called Old Skedaddle Ink. I have no idea what that means. And Etta Baker before that also on banjo, Going Down the Road Feeling Bad. You're listening to Janine's Old Time Tunes on KPDO 89.3 FM Pescadero on the South Coast. So let's move on to a fiddle tune. I really like this tune by Hau Teague, and it's called Everything. Thank you.
Well, you can't expect a cowboy to agitate his shanks in the etiquette, his manner in aristocratic ranks. But he's always been accustomed to shake a heel and toe at the rattling ranchers' dances where much etiquette don't go. You can better set them laughing in an astonished sort of way, a giving of their squinters an excited sort of play. When I happened into Denver and was asked to take a prance in the smooth and easy measures of a high-toned dance. When I got amongst the ladies and their frocks of fleecy white, and the dudes togged out in wrappings, simply out of sight, tell you what, I was embarrassed and somehow I couldn't keep from feeling like a burro in a flock of pretty sheep. Every step I took was awkward and I blushed a flaming red like the principal decorations on a turkey gobbler's head. The lady said to seldom that they ever got a chance to see an old-time puncher at a high-toned dance. I cut me out a heifer from that flock of pretty girls. I yanked her to the center to dance some dreamy whirls. She laid her head upon my bosom in a loving sort of way. We drifted into heaven as the band began to play. I could feel my neck a-burning from her nose's breathing heat as she do-si-do'd around me half the time upon my feet. And she gazed up in my blinkers with a soul-dissolving glance quite conducive to the pleasures of a high-toned dance. Every nerve just got to tingling to that music of delight. I hugged that little sage hen uncomfortably tight, but she never made a beller. The glances of her eyes seemed to thank me for the pleasures of a genuine surprise. She cuddled up against me in a loving sort of way. I hugged her all the tighter for her trust to find play. Tell you what, the joys of heaven ain't a cussed circumstance to the hugamania pleasures of a high-toned dance. When they struck that old cotillion on the music bill of fare, every bit of devil in me seemed to fetch out on a tear. I let out a cowboy war whoop and I started into rag, till the rafters started shaking and the floor began to sag. Then my partner, she got seasick and she staggered for a seat. I balanced to the next one, but she dodged me slick and neat. Tell you what, I took the creases from their go-to-meeting pants when I put the cowboy trimmings on that high-toned dance.
So, a little bit of humor there from Greg Orland in a tune called High-Toned Dance. I think a lot of us can probably relate to that. Before that, Sassafras by John Balch, and Drunk Man Blues from Susie Thompson. You're listening to Janine's Old Time Tunes on KPDO 89.3 FM, Pescadero on the South Coast. So if you like that little bit of humor, I have a downright snarky tune coming up, so hang on for that. In the meantime, I have a PSA. When phone and internet services are down, how will you communicate? In an emergency, ham radio works when nothing else does. It's easier than you may think to get your license, and you don't need to know Morse code. For more information, go to sc4arc.org. That's Sierra Charlie 4 Alpha Romeo Charlie.org.
Me a gold-plated banjo with rhinestones all around. me a hat like girl wears. I'll be renowned throughout the land. I'm gonna buy me a gold-plated banjo so I can be in a bluegrass band. I'll play a million miles an hour till the tune you cannot recognize. I'll work picks upon my fingers, and my fingers, oh, how they will fly. I'll play as loud as I am able. I'll give you more than you can stand, 'cause the banjo is all that really matters when you play in a bluegrass band. Progressions and contortions of my hand, 'cause everyone is beneath you when you play in a bluegrass band. I'm gonna buy me a gold-plated banjo with rhinestones all around the rim, an American flag on the backside, and a patent leather case to put it in. I'm gonna get me a banjo so I can be in a bluegrass band.
Thank you.
So we heard from the McGee Brothers and Arthur Smith playing Amos Johnson Rag. Don Gish before that with Daffodil Waltz. Jim Hurd played Greenleaf Rag. And Nile Wilson before that with the Tune in C. A lot of these old-time tunes are pretty short, actually, in duration, and so I tend to string them together, several together, before I give you a list of who the musicians are. If you're interested in who the musicians are, I'd be happy to send you a playlist. Send me an email, janeen89.3@gmail.com. That's janeen89.3@gmail.com. Happy to entertain requests or questions. Just drop me a line. So I'm going to take us out on a couple of fun tunes. The first one is Dudley Hill playing Sally Ann, and then Kenny Hall with The West, A Nest, and You. Thanks for listening to Janeen's Old Time Tunes on KPDO 89.3. Pescadero.
Thank you. West, a nest, and you.
You're listening to KPDO 89.3 FM, Pescadero on the South Coast.